If, like me, you always look for a bargain, then perhaps today's show will be right up your street. Whatever. Join me for an autumnal edition of Organ First Radio. So let's commence the show with a walk in the company of Australian organist Chris McPhee at the 3-manual 21-rank Wurlitzer in the Karrinyip Community Centre, which is situated in a suburb of the city of Stirling, the largest local government authority in Western Australia. From his CD, Strawberry Wine and Citron Tarts, this is the lovely Percy Granger composition, Country Gardens. Country Gardens, played by Chris McPhee. Like I said in the intro, I'm always on the lookout for bargains and regularly trawl the eBay pages for organ music recordings that I don't have in my collection, and in particular LPs. The other week I saw a Lenny D recording which I didn't have, on account of it never having been released, to the best of my knowledge at least, with the title on the sleeve. In fact, it turned out to be a pre-release copy with nothing other than a white label on either side. It was a compilation of recordings from the early 70s, amongst which was this one with the singular title of Vincent. Now, you may not know it with that title, but I'm sure once you hear it, you'll recall its more common title. See if you can. Thank you. ideas? Vincent was a song by Don McLean, written in 1971 as a tribute to Vincent van Gogh. It's also known by its opening line, "Starry, Starry Night," a reference to Van Gogh's painting, The Starry Night. The lyrics actually describe different paintings done by the artist, but of course you'll have to use your imagination in that instrumental version by Lenny D at the Hammond organ with orchestral backing. Now, I picked up that LP for just over £2, but the LP from which the next track comes from was also on offer last month. Have another guess. This time, what do you think the starting price was for a copy of a 1980 LP by Glyn Maddon on Yamaha D85, titled It's a Musical World with Yamaha, which Glyn features the automatic rhythm and arpeggio unit in Monty's Shardas?
Thank you.
Shardas, played by Glyn Madden on Yamaha D85. So, if you were a betting person, would you have said, say, £10? Well, the starting price was £91. And if you thought that was expensive, there was one other LP on sale from another seller wanting £99 for a copy of a William Davis theatre organ LP. What planet are these people on? Trouble is, they walk amongst us and they reproduce. And at those kind of prices, my collection would put the last lottery prize winners into second place in the millionaire stakes. Here's the sound of the much-travelled famous Reginald Fort Moller touring organ, with the man himself at the console, with a medley titled Tunes of the Times, the tunes being There'll Come Another Day, All the Things You Are, Our Love Affair, and finally, All Over the Place. Some tunes of the times being 1939 and 1940. Copies of the CD from which that historic track was taken, not to mention 22 others, recorded by Reginald Fort on that organ that he designed himself and which is still in use to this day in the USA, are available from MSS Studios. Now, last month, a very famous lady organist celebrated her 94th birthday. I am, of course, referring to Doreen Chadwick. Over a great many years, she entertained us on Hammond or theatre organ and made numerous broadcasts and, of course, a lot of recordings. Back in 1991, she recorded the rather unique Christie organ that used to be in the Pyramid Cinema in Sale in the suburbs of Manchester. When the time came for the organ to be removed, it was given a new home in Bluecoat School, Oldham, where she made a cassette appropriately titled Organised in Oldham. Earlier, we heard Lenny D and the musical company of Vincent. Well, now it's the turn of Doreen Chadwick, who's brought along Wendy. Wendy, played there by Doreen Chadwick on the Christie organ that was in Bluecoat School, Oldham, until its removal in 2008. Another prolific recording organist and broadcaster was Arnold Loxham, and one of the many organs he recorded was that of the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. He divided this CD into four parts and called it The Four Seasons of Blackpool, and from the Four Seasons Violin Concertos, composed by Antonio Vivaldi in 1723, Arnold plays, what else, but Autumn. But before that, Kurt Weill's composition, September Song. Thank you. Buxom and the Tower Wurlitzer with Autumn by Vivaldi, and before that, September Song by Kurt Weill. Not to be confused with Kurzweil, who produce electronic keyboards, not that you would. But talking of keyboards, one artist who's pioneered their use from very early days when he used the Soultown range is Ian Griffin. Now, he's just won a very prestigious award, nothing to do with music, but for his all-consuming passion for motorboats, and in particular a vintage Austin Healey motorboat, which he brought some years ago and spent a lot of time fully restoring it. In the recent British Classic Motorboat Rally at Cardiff Bay, in which there were around 40 other boats in the same class, he won the top award for Best British Classic Motorboat, which came as a complete surprise to him. Just goes to show that you never can tell. Griffin on Ketron keyboards and You Never Can Tell, occasionally referred to as C'est La Vie, a rock and roll song composed by Chuck Berry whilst he was in prison for intent to commit a sex crime. The song became briefly popular again in 1994 after the release of the Quentin Tarantino film Pulp Fiction. Well, I had a nice email from a Mr. Brooks the other day saying that he'd only recently discovered the Organ First radio show, but was enjoying the content and wondered if I could perhaps play something by Glenn Derringer. Seems as though, some many years ago, he remembered a Wurlitzer demo recording that Glenn made of "Swonderful." Wonderful, played by Glenn Derringer on Wurlitzer Electronic. Now, going back to my earlier reference of searching eBay for organ recordings, I actually picked up one of the first LPs that Glenn ever made when he was a teenager, and even back then, you could understand why the electronic organ division of the Wurlitzer Organ Company took him on as a demonstrator. Here's a track from that LP that he made 56 years ago. Autumn Leaves, played by a very young Glenn Derringer on a very early unspecified Wurlitzer Electronic. Some very nice sounds too. Talking of very nice sounds, especially ones of distinctive individuality, Buddy Cole put together the best of two pipe organs and thereafter referred to it as his Whirly Morton. Released the year after the one by Glenn Derringer, this too happens to have a track which fits nicely with the autumnal theme in the show this month. Autumn in New York. Autumn in New York, played by Buddy Cole. Back in the days when I worked for ABC Cinemas, the musical director of the company was Joseph Seal, and again, a distinctive and instantly recognisable sound was that which he extracted when he was seated at his beloved Regal Kingston-upon-Thames Wurlitzer. Here's Joseph Seal then with a hit from 1923 called La Rosita. Thank you. La Rosita, played by Joseph Seal, recalling those days when organ broadcasts were a daily occurrence. Talking of distinctive sounds, styles and broadcasts, one organist who made hundreds of the latter, not only playing his own music, but that of others as the originator of the Organist Entertains, was of course Robin Richmond. Here he is now with two numbers at the Hammond, Taboo and Nightingale.
Thank you.
Just as I was about to complete this month's show, I received a copy of a long-awaited CD, and I'll spare the artist's blushes in telling you how long he's been promising to complete it. But with a very busy and successful refrigeration business to run, some things had to go into deep freeze, and this CD was one of them. However, I've got a preview copy which has been thawed out, and I promise you that's the end of the puns. So let's have a listen to a track from Multiplicity, which is all played and arranged on the Boehm Emporio electronic organ by Anthony Lomas. The Hungry Years, a lovely version of the Neil Sedaka composition played by Anthony Lomas on his versatile Boehm Emporio organ. I'll be returning again to this great CD in next month's show, but in the meantime, I guess there'll be some sampler tracks on the MSS web pages, which means that copies will be available from them and also, of course, from the artist himself at concerts. I have to close the show this month with the sad news that one of the most colourful characters in the classical organ world, Carlo Curley, passed away last month at only 59 years of age. Carlo was the self-dubbed Pavarotti of the organ, and he was one of only a handful of concert organists worldwide who supported himself exclusively by giving recitals, concerts and master classes without any supplement from teaching or church positions. Like Reginald Fort, Virgil Fox and in some respects Robin Richmond, Carlo saw the wisdom of having his own touring organ on which to concertise. In his case, it was an Allen instrument. 1987 saw him make the very first digital recording of the Father Willis organ in Blenheim Palace, the birthplace of Sir Winston Churchill. So let's end this month's programme, not so much on a sad note, but with this magnificent sound of Carlo Curley playing Wagner's Entry of the Nobles.
Thank you. You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.